The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
And Jim Jordan and Chuck Todd.
And you guys want to talk about a lawyer that worked for him for 10 years that came in and told all kinds of lies, six lies which he said on the witness stand just last Wednesday.
Let me ask you this. Do you believe Michael Cohen when he said there was no collusion with Russia?
I believe a few things Michael Cohen said. Like he said in the hearing, my name is Michael Dean Cohen. I believe that. There's probably a few other things that we can prove.
He said, do you believe he's never been to Prague?
He said that, and that's something you can verify. You can look at passports. You can look at travel. So that
now, here's why Prague in the Czech Republic is a big deal, because the Michael Cohen's presence in Prague is a big part of the Steele dossier and that hunk of opposition research funded by the Democratic Party. Czechs ultimately paid for it by the Hillary Clinton campaign in an attempt, in a desperate attempt to find false dirt on candidate Donald Trump.
It undermines this whole dossier, which, remember, was the basis for this whole crazy investigation to begin with. So
that's not, that isn't the facts.
It's a big fact.
It is something that you
We've had this debate before.
No, I understand. It's something that you believe, but it has not been proven.
No, it's the lead thing they took to the FISA court to get the warrant to go spy on the Trump campaign. And, oh, by the way, it's paid for by the Clinton campaign.
It never was even proven when you got these papers released to the public. You found out that wasn't the truth.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And they didn't tell the court that the Clinton campaign paid. Never forget what happened there. The Clinton campaign paid the law firm Perkins Coie, who hired Fusion GPS, who hired a foreigner. And what did that foreigner do? Talk to a couple
of
Russians.
You left out the Republican donor.
Put this dossier together that our FBI used to go get the warrant to spy on the Trump campaign.
Let me ask you a thing. Why do you not want this investigation concluded by Robert Mueller?
I want it concluded. I want it over with. But there's nothing.
You continue to question it and interfere with it. So how is it ever going to end if you question it and interfere with it?
What? So questioning the Mueller probe is tantamount to not wanting it to wrap. I would say those of us who are questioning the Mueller probe are thirsting for the day when it wraps up so we can see what a nothing burger it truly is.
I'm not questioning interfere with it. It's going to be public. The president said he wants it to continue. He's allowed it to continue. It's going to continue. At some point, there'll be some investigation. And then the attorney general, Bill Barr, will decide, will follow the law and release what he wants to release, or maybe release the whole thing. That's going to happen. We all know that.
Do you want it all completely released? Donald Trump Jr. does.
I'm open to whatever the attorney general decides. He should follow the law. He should follow the regulations. And if they release it all, I tend to think we should err on the side of transparency. I've been for that all along. I want the FISA applications released. I want the 302s from Bruce Orr. I want all that information released so we can get to the bottom of it and the American people can know exactly what happened when they launched this thing.
Do you believe the Russians interfered with the 2016 election?
Everyone said that they thought they were trying to impact the election.
Do you believe it?
The question Mueller
is... Do you believe it?
Yeah, I mean, of course, that's what the intelligence community has told us, but there is zero
evidence. Do you believe
evidence.
They did it to try
zero.
To help Donald Trump win?
Who knows why they did it, but... there is zero evidence.
You think that is possible? It sounds like you believe it's possible that Russians, for their own foreign policy reasons, wanted Trump, not Clinton.
Why would? I don't know. They can do whatever they're trying to do. Who knows what their motives were?
Has Russia had an enjoyable time? Maybe Putin does because Trump has, achieved some harmony with him for some larger big picture goal. But we have bombed his aircraft. We have bombed Putin's aircraft in Syria. We have blocked an oil pipeline involving Russia and Germany. We have canceled various strategic agreements that Russia wants to have in place in order to continue the illusion of them as a high caliber global player. This administration has been tougher on Russia than anybody in the last 20 years.
There's not one bit of evidence to show any type of coordination, collusion, conspiracy whatsoever between the Trump campaign and Russia to impact the election. But there is all kinds of evidence to show that the Clinton campaign worked with Russians to impact the elections via that whole thing I just described, where they hired the Perkins Coie law firm, who hired Fusion, who hired a foreigner, Christopher Steele, who communicated with Russians and put together the fake dossier.
Now, that is something, and I mean, believe you me, I'm the last person to go looking for more probes, more special counsels. At this point, my brain is leaking out my ears. But as the Mueller probe and whatever it may find sort of reduces in the background, blends into the tapestry of American history, as we plow forward with a main focus that I hope is on the actual Trump agenda of actually strengthening our borders, getting more constitutionalists on the Supreme Court, further empowering a vigorous economy. At some point, if Congress has a little bit of time on its hands, what I really would like to see is a deep probe into how this den of snakes, of Comey and Rosenstein, McCabe, Strzok, Page, the Orrs, Fusion GPS, the Clintons, the Democratic National Committee, conspired to subvert the results of an American election. Now that's something that's worthy of some attention and some probing.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.